Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Oh, I got this tough question. How do you deal with jealousy? Not when someone else has it, when you have it. Great question. And thank you again for all of you who post questions here on YouTube or on my Facebook channel, because a lot of these shows are just for you guys answering your questions. Here we go. Someone wrote in, she said, I've been in a long-term relationship, found the guy of my dreams, but I'm poisoning it because I'm so jealous of him and that jealousy keeps coming in. How do I stop feeling that way so that I can have a good, positive relationship? And I think a lot of people have that old feeling of jealousy that comes up a lot from when they were younger. And so let's talk about three ways to get rid of this feeling. Number one, awareness is always key. So you realize that jealousy is just fear dressed up. That's it. If you have jealousy about another person, it's just your fear coming in. It's your fear coming in because either two things. One, their past behavior, because they've done something to trigger off the thought, well, they're gonna cheat on me. Or two, your insecurities. And that's the only reasons that you have it, period. You have it because this person has done something that makes you worry. So if that's the case of why you have jealousy, that's a sit down, honest, open conversation saying, hey, look,
I'm having a lot of trust issues because something that you did, and I have to be honest about it and talk to you about it. And you have to be an adult, not an accuser, not a pointer, not a hater. You just have to say, I'm feeling this way because this happened, and I need to process that with you, and I need to ask you to change your behavior, or I just need your help in understanding what happened because I don't want to feel jealous, because I know jealousy will kill our relationship. If it's your insecurities, you got to realize insecurity, that's just coming from some kind of nonsensical trauma that happened in the past or real trauma that happened in the past that keeps coming up for you that makes you feel less than. So you feel like they're going to leave you. It's fear of loss. You feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. You know, I've done things in the past that people maybe didn't approve of, or there's just something in your psyche that's saying, my insecurity is so bad that they're going to leave me, that's my fear. And you have to recognize it, that's fear, because what fear is coming from is a what if statement followed by a negative statement, meaning you're saying, what if he leaves me and I'm alone for the rest of my life? What if he all of a sudden stops talking to me? He goes quiet on me. He doesn't love me as much anymore. He bails. She does this. She does that. She thinks this. Whatever it is, that's where the jealousy appears from. It's a fear of insecurity, and that insecurity is saying, what if because of who I am or what I've done, they leave me? And so be aware. That's number one. You just got to know, where is it coming from? Is it their behavior or your internal stuff of insecurity? And be honest about that and get into it. Think about it. Don't avoid it. Don't be scared. Be like, okay, what's really going on here? This is a problem. It's taking away from my joy, from my vibrancy, from my connection with this person. They probably don't like that you're jealous, so you have to be aware. It's painful. It's causing pain. And until you deal with one of those two issues, their behavior or your insecurities, trouble. So let's talk about that second one because we can do something about it too. The second thing that you can do is to remember your strength. You know, if you're coming from a place of that fear of inadequacy, thinking someone's going to leave you, it often comes from a place of you're not giving yourself credit. You know, you do good things, but you don't feel and integrate those into your identity so that you become a stronger, happier, healthier adult. A lot of people, they're actually pretty extraordinary people, but they don't feel extraordinary because all those extraordinary things that happen, they never integrate it. Someone gives them a compliment. They're like, yeah, whatever. And they can't hear it. It doesn't penetrate into their identity where they start going, you know what? I'm all right. I am good. I can be confident now. I've achieved enough. I've come far enough. I've survived enough. It's about giving yourself credit and remembering your strengths. You come through such difficult things in your life that you're stronger than you know. So why is that so important? Because you know what? If they do leave you, you'll be fine. And that is the hardest thing to believe when you have this fear of jealousy. They're going to leave and I might be wrecked. You won't be wrecked. You survived a lot in the past. Someone's probably already left you in your life. Not to be a blamer or making fun of you. It's just true, right? Lots of people walked out on me. Lots of people left me. I've had lots of breakups in my life. That happens. And I'm still here. I'm still surviving. I'm still pretty annoyingly happy dude, right? You can be happy with or without anybody or anything. You don't need more wealth. You don't need more people. You don't need more higher career. You don't need anything. You can choose in this moment to feel grateful and blessed. You can choose to focus your attention on things that you appreciate, to take in the good again. And if you start taking in those good things that you hear about yourself, if you start taking in those good wins, those small daily actions that you did, when you hit that goal, when you got that project done, when you did what you're supposed to do, when you said something nice, and start feeling stronger about yourself, you stop worrying about other people. And you can start to say, you know what? With or without somebody, I'm fine. Because you know what that makes you? Attractive. Third big idea to get over your jealousy, love on that person more. You don't want somebody to leave you? Be awesome on somebody. You know, it's true. I know. Maybe in the past you have. You've been awesome to someone. You gave your heart. You were vulnerable. You were loving. You were caring, compassionate. They were your one and only, and they cheated on you. That happened to me, and it broke me at the time. I was young, though. You know, at some point with time, with perspective, you realize, you know what? If they ran off and they cheat on you, they weren't right for you. They just weren't. But if you're loving on that person and you're giving, the odds of them doing that go down, right? It's when you neglect someone, when you stonewall on someone, when you're cold on someone, when you're jealous on someone, when you're pointing and blaming and being a bastard, a jerk, a bastard, an asshole, or mean to somebody. That's when they're more likely to say, screw you, and walk away. But when someone is fulfilled in their relationship because you're giving and you're allowing them to give and you're allowing to meet them where they're at, you're paying attention to their love language, about how they talk, how they feel, about what they need from you, and you're fulfilling those needs, and you're really giving into the relationship, not holding back, the odds of them staying are higher, right? You can't argue against that. You can say, well, I could do all that, right? And then they leave. That's fear. Go back to step number one, okay? Don't forget that. So give more into the relationship. Don't be afraid to live your life full on. It's easy to walk around and not give our love because one time we got hurt, so we build up the walls to keep out the bad guys, but we prevent the good guys from coming in. Never forget that it's in our own self-protection that we block out the very things that we want. Connection, love, vitality. So if you haven't been vulnerable, be vulnerable again. If you haven't been loving on that person, love on them. If you're not sending flirty, fun texts, start that again with them. Start engaging them. Give them gifts. Kiss them on the face. Love them so much that they feel vibrant and loved and adored by you. They'll stay around a whole lot longer. We know that. And you will start to feel love in your heart again. And the more that love comes in, the more jealousy can't be there when it's real love. And you know what I'm talking about. So watch this video again if you're struggling. Do the homework in your own mind of identifying where's the problem, what's the struggle. Start bringing more strength into your life so you can stand alone, be confident, be sexy and attractive in your own person, no matter what, so you can overcome those fears and love on somebody again, and you'll start to experience what we call the charge line. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn, to earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend
talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.